There is an ongoing debate on Capitol Hill over wearing masks on the House floor.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says lawmakers must wear masks until everyone is fully vaccinated. Speaker Pelosi issued fines to these four GOP lawmakers this week. They'll each have to pay $500 for failing to follow the rules.
Republicans, though, are pushing back after new video surfaced showing the speaker mingling at a White House event without a mask. They're accusing her of setting a double standard. News Nation Washington, D.C. reporter Kelly Meyer has more on the divide in Congress.
Why would we have to wear them on the House floor?
Several GOP lawmakers are risking steep penalties to go maskless on the House floor.
Nancy Pelosi wants to find the science, not follow the science.
Iowa Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meeks got hit with a $500 fine for not wearing her mask on the House floor this week. She says she's fully vaccinated and thinks the House rules missed the opportunity to highlight what the CDC says are the benefits of vaccination.
To show Americans that if you were vaccinated, you would be able to go without your mask.
You know, it's counterproductive to do what some of my colleagues did.
Indiana Republican and physician Larry Bouchon says he'll follow the rules, but wants them to change.
In most places here inside the Capitol complex, masks are no longer required. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says on the House floor, lawmakers and staff must wear masks until all are fully vaccinated.
Does anybody feel like wearing a mask? So, no, we all want to get through this.
Pelosi says the current rules will encourage unvaccinated members to get the shot.
Err on the side of the science, err on the side of caution.
Louisiana Democrat Troy Carter says wearing masks helps slow the spread of COVID-19 and that the country isn't out of the pandemic yet.
We should continue to do those things that got us to a safety point.
Pelosi has said about 75% of the House is fully vaccinated and could consider lessening restrictions if more GOP members join that group. Reporting in Washington, I'm Kelly Meyer.